Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner Special Wednesday Edition here on KKWC Radio. I'm your host, Pat Powers. Here we are, the holiday season, people gathering for Christmas and New Year's holiday activities in the next few weeks. But there are some families in Iowa who are struggling, especially when it comes to food insecurity. In recent months, we've seen those numbers continue to grow. And with me is Michelle Book, who is the CEO for the Food Bank of Iowa, its president. And Michelle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on the radio today with you.
Yes, we've had you on a few months ago, but I know, sadly, Michelle, the numbers continue to grow for those needing the food bank facilities all over the state.
Well, we have seen since April of this year continued rising need. There are lasting effects from the pandemic, and pair that with the incredible inflation we've seen, and then a decrease in federal support for many of these families that are living right at or below the poverty level. So we have many of our pantry partners across our 55 counties have seen double, triple, and some of them four times the need than a year ago at this time.
Do you have the latest number there, Michelle? Because I think the last report came out in October.
Well, these numbers, it takes a while for the statistics to catch up. But what we've seen at Food Bank of Iowa, this is, we just recognized our 40th year of service to Iowans, and May of 2022 was a record breaker in 40 years, and then June broke that record, July broke it, August broke it, and so forth as we've gone into fall. So we have served close to 150,000 individuals and 53,000 households every month for the past 6 months. 2 million pounds of food was distributed in October, which is the most food that we've distributed in a month since the apex of COVID. But the need is strong and it's ongoing, and it just doesn't appear to be any end in sight, Pat.
Well, this is not a record to be proud of, no doubt about it, as we see these numbers to continue to grow, and as we head towards the holiday season, Michelle, it's going to get worse, I'm afraid.
Well, Pat, what many people ask me, if unemployment is so low, why are we still seeing record levels of food insecurity? And I've really dug into that question, and I'm not surprised at what I learned, but some people might be. 1 in 7 working Iowa households cannot cover the cost of essential needs. These are households where people are working. One adult or two adults have a job. Out of those households where there are jobs, 1 in 7 are not able to float the boat. A single parent with one child must make at least $21 in order to cover basic expenses, and that's not saving for an emergency, for their child's education, or for retirement. But even a degreed accountant out of Iowa State, starting wage for a degreed accountant is $18.49. Starting wage for a teacher is $17.81. Starting wage for a mechanic, $17.27. So none of those occupations are coming close to the $21 per hour. A lot of what we're seeing at the pantries are young families with children or people living on fixed income, seniors or others that are reliant on disability payments. About 85% of the people that are attending pantries now looking for help fall into one of those two classes.
And I know that we had a big fundraising event in Des Moines last week on a TV station there in Des Moines, raising lots of money to help out. That helps out a bit. And I'm sure that the Food Bank of Iowa has received generous contributions over these last few weeks there.
Well, folks are very generous. Iowans do step up to help Iowans. That's something that has not changed in recent decades, that we do pitch in and help one another. $10 donated to the Food Bank of Iowa will provide up to 1 week's worth of food for a food insecure Iowan, just due to our food rescue relationships and our bulk purchasing power. So we can stretch a dollar a long way to help a neighbor in need.
Again, we're talking with Michelle Book, the CEO and president of the Food Bank of Iowa, based in the Des Moines area. Michelle, have you talked to any people here in Hamilton County lately about what they've seen for those using the food pantries here?
I visited Pantry Partners in Hamilton County earlier this spring, and it was very similar to what I'm hearing across the counties we serve, double and triple the need. It is, again, young families with kids that seem to be predominantly presenting themselves. The other thing that is interesting that I heard is that folks typically come in and out of the pantry network as they have changes in their worlds. Maybe a car repair, they've lost their job, the refrigerator doesn't work. So most people are using the pantry maybe three or four times a year. They're not there every day that the door opens, but they're there when there's some sort of catastrophe within their household where they just don't have money left over to pay for food.
Mm-hmm. And this is where the Food Bank of Iowa comes in to help these families desperately in need. Have we talked moments ago, it appears, Michelle, these numbers are going to continue to sadly grow for using it.
The trajectory appears to be climbing upward, and Food Bank of Iowa, our job is to find free and reduced cost food, manage USDA food, and get it to our partners as quickly as possible. And we work with over 700 smaller frontline organizations across our 55 counties. Of those 700, 300 are pantry partners. So we truck this food miles to get it to their back door, their front door, but they take it the last few feet to hand it to their neighbors in need. So we can't do anything without our pantry partners and our meal site partners. We're extremely grateful for all of that collaboration that just has to take place in order for food insecure Iowans to be able to put food on the table. And more as the need increases, these partnerships are more and more key and critical to our success.
I'd just like to remind the listeners, too, that if you need the service of the food pantries here in Hamilton County, they're located at Trinity Lutheran, St. Paul Lutheran, ACE, All Cultures Equal, Asbury United Methodist, kind of a joint effort, and Upper Des Moines Opportunity. There's also a food pantry in Jewell at the Lord's Cupboard, which is at, I believe, one of the churches there in Jewell, and also in Stratford there's a food pantry. So those are the food pantries where people can inquire more. Simply call their offices for details.
And if folks are living outside of the county and want information, they can go to our website, put in their zip code, and find services around them.
Michelle, people can contribute to the work of the food pantry of the Iowa Food Bank, right?
Certainly, if you're in a position this holiday season where you can help another family, I'd encourage you to go to our website, foodbankiowa.org, to make a contribution, and also support the pantries in your community. Volunteer with your local pantry. If you've got extra food from the garden or your community, your business can do a food drive. Also support your local pantry. We're working hard to support your local pantry as well to make sure that they're able to stock their shelves.
Very good. So go to foodbankiowa.org. You can help out and help your neighbors in need during this very important time of year. And, of course, I think you and I agree there, Michelle, that 2023, sadly we're going to see these numbers increase, but the help is more important now than ever.
It indeed is, Pat. Thank you so much.
Michelle Book, my guest on today's Community Corner, and back with more right after this.